Well, we're in the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 1. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Chapter 15, verse 1. And certain men who came down from Judea were teaching the brethren and saying, unless ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. You know, things are going so great, just too good to be true. And sure enough, here come some false teachers adding to the word of God. The Gentile church in Antioch was doing very well. But then these Hebrew converts to Christ began to tell the Gentile Christians that they needed Jesus, plus they had to submit to Old Testament Jewish ritual of circumcision, or they wouldn't be saved. 2. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. Paul and Barnabas were not buying what these false teachers were trying to sell, but they didn't have the authority to say that it was wrong, so they decided to go to the apostles in Jerusalem and present the issue to them. Allow the apostles to decide. Because Jesus said that when the Spirit of God would come, he would lead the apostles into all truth. And that's something for us today as well. Allow the apostles to decide on matters of faith and conduct today as well. And God has preserved whatever apostolic teaching he wanted us to have is found in the New Testament. Verse 3. And being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles and causing great joy unto all the brethren. Paul and Barnabas stopped at several churches on the way to Jerusalem, and they talked about all the Gentiles who had repented and received Christ on their first missionary journey, and everyone who heard the news was happy. God is saving Gentiles. Verse 4. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and by the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees who believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And now they're going beyond circumcision. The Pharisee converts to Christ were teaching that the cross wasn't sufficient. They taught that a person needs to receive Jesus, but that they also have to be circumcised, plus they have to keep the Jewish law to be saved. They were Christian Jews who still lived like Old Testament Jews. And they are watering down the message of the cross in the process. Verse 6. And it says, and the apostles and the elders came together to consider this matter. The leadership, which included the apostles and the elders, met to decide whether Gentile Christians needed to be circumcised and keep the old Jewish law in order to be saved. And the purpose of this meeting was to declare the correct interpretation of God's commands regarding salvation through Jesus Christ. And what this first church, council decides will be binding on all Christians everywhere for all time. Verse 7. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made a choice among us, that the Gentiles, by my mouth, should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And Peter was an eyewitness to the fact that God accepted the Gentiles apart from them being circumcised or becoming a Jew first. He's referring to the salvation of the Gentile Cornelius. Verse 8, and God, who knoweth the hearts, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us. There was no question that the Gentiles were saved, because God bore witness to the sincerity of their faith by giving them the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that God, who knows our hearts, and God alone does know our hearts. Only God knows for certain if someone is saved or not. We can judge right from wrong using the Bible as our guide, but we do not know what's going on in a person's mind. Only God knows that. Verse 9. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. The Jewish Christians tried to make a distinction between them and the Gentile Christians. They considered Gentile Christians to be second class, actually not right with God at all. Truth is, it doesn't matter to God if a Christian lives like a Jew or not, because it is our faith in Christ that makes us right with God. And if you don't have that, you're lost. And if you do have that, you're saved. Verse 10. Now therefore, why test ye God to put a yoke upon the necks of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? The Jewish Christians, who thought they were so superior to the Gentiles, were actually provoking God. Here they thought they were a cut above everybody else. They were not. It was just the opposite. They were making God angry by adding their man-made ideas to his plan of salvation through Christ. That'll make God angry. You want to make God angry? Then teach something that makes the way to heaven harder than what it really is. Verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. In other words, Peter says, we Jews will be saved just like the Gentiles, and not the other way around, meaning the Gentiles do not have to become Jews like us to be saved. 12. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul as they declared what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And so the congregation of Christians sat amazed, hearing the stories of the miracles done through Paul. And why were they amazed? Consider this. They were amazed because miracles were not even the norm in the early church. Miracles are never the norm. Oh, Jesus was doing them left and right, I know that. And there was a period of time right after Pentecost where the disciples were doing them to validate the message of the Word of God. But they never were the norm. Verse 13. And after they held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simon hath declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out from them a people for his name. Every Christian has been selected by God to be a person for his name, meaning he has God has chosen you. If you're a Christian, God has chosen you to be someone who is dedicated to bringing him honor. He has selected you to represent him in this world, which is full of people who don't understand him very well, if at all. Verse 15. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this, oh, let's just stop there for a second. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, the leadership, this is very important, made their decision by the leading of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said that when the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth, speaking to the apostles. So they made their decision by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But notice how James declares that their decision is also in line with the Bible. That is extremely important that he points that out for us today. The leading of the Holy Spirit is always in line with the Bible, because the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible, and he never contradicts himself. So, you know, this kind of thing occurs today, especially in Pentecostal churches, where they really don't study the Word of God. So many of their sermons is just feel-good stuff designed to get them pumped up. And so they don't really understand Scripture. And so they go by their feelings, they go by their emotions, and so much of what they teach contradicts Scripture. But they don't worry about it because they sense in their spirit that it's right. Well, they may sense in their spirit, that's just a pious way of saying, I believe in my mind. It has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit if it contradicts the Word of God. And we see that right here. James made sure that he pointed out that their decision was in line with the Word of God, with the written Word of God. Verse 16, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. And the after this refers to the Jewish religion of the Old Testament age. After that's done, after that's been set aside, 17, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. The Jewish Christians were sort of puzzled by God's acceptance of the Gentiles in Christ. And they may have been even more puzzled by the decree of the church leaders, but James says this whole thing was planned by God long ago. And we learn from this that God's master plan is in motion, and nothing that takes us by surprise catches God off guard, because he saw it coming long ago. In fact, he planned it long ago. 19. Therefore, my judgment is that we trouble not those from among the Gentiles who are turned to God. Don't trouble them by making their religion into a legalistic system. Don't do that to Christianity. Don't trouble the people. Legalism, laws and rules that are in addition to the Word of God, trouble Christians. It steals their joy. God doesn't like it. Verse 20, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses from olden times hath in every city those who preach him, he being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. So in other words, there are Jews all over the world where we will be taking the gospel of Jesus Christ. Consequently, for the sake of Christian harmony, abstain from these things that are listed right here, these things which are so important to the Jews, and they should be important to everybody, especially the ones that are prohibited in Scripture, like fornication, but other things, the dietary laws and whatever. He said, abstain from these things that are so important to Jews everywhere. And for the sake of any Jew who might consider coming to Christ, but would certainly be repelled if they saw Christians do these sort of things. So abstain from them. Just bend over backwards for the sake of a brother who has convictions about these things, or a potential brother.